Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear. And if you can't tell in the first 6 seconds, Shelby's sick. She's got a cold. She's braving it for the people. Brielle, our youngest one, got everyone in the house sick. I'm not sick. Yet. I assume I will be tomorrow, but Shelby's braving it, man.
I don't think I sound that bad. Do I sound bad?
You're pretty. And I think that's all that matters.
I don't think I sound terrible.
But we're not, this isn't going to be the 30-minute Utah preview. It's going to be the 30-second Utah preview. So, with that being said, we appreciate you for joining us.
Obviously, Arizona men's basketball is playing Utah on Thursday, December 1st.
Thursday.
And so we're going to chat about it a little bit, not too long. Is there any special notes or anything we need to shout out to anyone before we start?
Yeah, Cora is our dog. She watches TV sometimes. She's currently watching California USC basketball. So she vomits in the middle of this podcast. That's actually a why. You can only watch Cal so long without becoming absolutely sick.
And she's sitting on me, so.
Also, shout out to Indiana. I'm glad, you know, if Arizona does their part, there's a very good chance that next Saturday is a matchup of undefeated teams.
And that makes it hot, a really baby. Super fun game.
Hot.
That we will be at.
Hot. The streets.
For my birthday.
Woo-hoo. Shelby's turning 21 up in this bitch.
21.
Actually, not
that every year.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, Arizona's favored by 7. Does that sound about right to you, or should it be even more?
So I know there's people when I announced the spread on Twitter and the message boards that were like, oh, it's only 7. But I'd like to remind people before we go into the Utah matchup or any matchup this season, it is very difficult to win on the road in college basketball against any sort of average team. It is not easy. An example of this is I don't think there's anyone that believes Stanford is better than UCLA. I think most people would say that UCLA is considerably better than Stanford. Well, UCLA is only favored by 5 because it is difficult to win on the road. I think 7 sounds about right. You know, you assume you get a few points for the home court advantage, KenPom, the computers, all that. Say it's about 6 or 7. So, yeah, I mean, that's what the spread should be. Now, does that mean that Arizona is it going to blow out Utah? No, it just means that when you take these two teams and the fact that it is so difficult to win on the road in college basketball, 7 points is a pretty legitimate spread. If it was at McHale, it would be closer to 12 probably. But, you know, that's just the way it is. And I've said this, you know, last year and every year, and I'll say it again next year and so on and so forth. In college athletics especially, it is very difficult to win on the road in basketball and football. And anytime you can go in the Pac-12 basketball and win on the road, it's a big win.
And what type of team is Utah?
Well, they're a team that loves me. You know, Utah fans adore me.
I was going to say, their fans are not fans of you.
the guy Utah fans wish that they were me. The woman wished that they were with me. Okay? That's how Utah fans think of me. Right, Shell?
No comment.
Right. When you can't spell Utah without you. And the U in this case is me. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, they're an interesting team. They haven't really played anyone. Georgia Tech is probably the best win they have, and Georgia Tech sucks. They played Mississippi State, lost to them by 3. Played Sam Houston State, which actually isn't an awful team, lost to them by 10. But their wins are like Idaho State, Cal State Bakersfield, and some school named St. Thomas. So their best win is against the 123rd team in KenPom, Georgia Tech. They won it by 4. Utah is an interesting team. They're average at a lot of stuff, but not really good at anything. Their defense, actually, their defense is actually third on KenPom when it comes to effective field goal percentage. Overall, it's 56, but they're allowing teams to shoot 38.6% from the field. But again, it's kind of tough when you look at it because of the level of competition. They don't turn the ball, or they don't force turnovers at all. They offensive rebound pretty well. They go to the line pretty well. They don't turn the ball over a ton. They're better at 3 than 2, but their two-point defense is by far their biggest strength. They're not a team that's going to force a lot of turnover. If they don't have a high steal percentage, they do block a decent amount of shots, but their two-point defense has been very good so far this season. They're going to slow it down, especially on defense. They really guard, but overall, I think that they're probably going to try to minimize possessions in this game, especially with Arizona's offense. They're one of the better teams that Arizona's seen this season in terms of two-point defense, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle Azulis and Umar and, Arizona getting to the rim, because obviously there's not a lot of teams that can stop Arizona from getting to the rim. But they're a big team on KenPom. They're 13th in the nation in height. Their size is actually more on the wing. They have a 7-foot center, but power forward only 6'9", backup only 6'6". But, you take a look and they're 6'7 at the 3, 6'6 at the 2, 6'4 at the 1. So they're a bigger team. So, it's a different type of challenge. They're not as good offensively as some of the teams that Arizona has faced, but defensively, they're probably up there with anyone that Arizona, except for probably San Diego State, is better defensively.
Well, which matchup are you most excited about with Jazz hands?
Ooh, look at you. She'll be sick, but the Jazz hands are never sick.
I don't feel that bad. I don't think I
You'll look awful. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks.
I'm joking. And I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. So,
yes, that's a fact.
What was I saying?
Something about basketball.
Right. So the ball goes through the net. And when that happened, okay, so the matchup that I'm most excited about is Brandon Carlson versus Umar Ballo. Brandon Carlson, to me, is one of the more underrated players in the conference. I really like him. I think he's really good. And also, it's not going to be the type of deal where Umar is facing a guy that he's bigger than. Now, Ryan Kalkbrenner at Creighton is similar size to Umar Ballo, and Umar destroyed him. Brandon Carlson is legit. Shoots the ball at a high percentage. Going to play, most of their minutes at the 5. Probably, in my opinion, between him and Gabe Mattson for the best players on the team. Really excited about that one. I I'm of the belief that if Umar, this is another one of those Umar measuring sticks where we've seen a few of them and Umar's passed the test. And if Umar dominates this matchup, it is another big deal because Brandon Carlson is a legitimately good player. I'm going to cheat and do a second matchup. Gabe Mattson is really good on Utah. He might be their best player. If not, he's definitely their second best player. He's 6'6", so he's got a few inches on Courtney Ramey. That's a matchup that's fun. If Ramey can, control Mattson, can Mattson control Ramey? So those are the two matchups that, to me, Utah has to win those matchups. I think if they play an even, or if they lose those matchups, I don't see a way that Utah kind of wins this game. I think it becomes pretty difficult for them to win if those matchups are even or if Arizona wins them.
And which matchup is the biggest advantage for the Wildcats?
So when you take a look at the matchup, there isn't a matchup that's an advantage for Utah. Like, I don't look at an advantage for, and if there was, I'd say it. And, there really isn't. But there is a very, very clear advantage at the four for Arizona. Utah has absolutely no answer for Azulis Tubelis. And what Utah will do is they'll start Ben Carlson at the four. He's another 6'9 dude. He's got the weight, 225, not bad. Not a threat offensively, solid rebounder, but he's not guarding Azulis with any success. Now, the other guy they play at the four is only 6'6". He's not guarding Azulis either. And they'll go to other guys, and they'll try Gavin Baxter or whatever it may be. But basically, there is no guy, unless they're willing to change their entire lineup, there's no guy literally on Utah's roster that can guard Azulis Tubelis.
Living.
I'm trying to think of any dead players that... No. I mean, even if they... Like, they can't move Brandon Carlson over to guard Zoo because then no one can guard Umar. But Ben Carlson, not to be confused with Brandon Carlson, Shelby, cannot guard Zoo. To me, Zoo is going to be the high scorer in this game. If he's not, I'd be really surprised. If I'm Arizona, I'm going to him early and often and making similar to what they did against Creighton with Umar, you're going to make Utah figure it out. You know, are they going to single cover Tubelis all game? Good. Arizona make you pay. You're going to double them? Good luck with that. I just think that it's such a mismatch that I'm curious to see what Utah does with it. I don't see them having an answer on their entire roster.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Nice. Well, what is your overall prediction with all of that information that we now know?
I'm glad you asked, Shelby. You see, I was born in 1983 in a small town in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Really?
No. I just feel that my biggest prediction is that Utah fans and I will become closer. We will become one after. So
harmony.
Right. You can't spell Utah without the U. And the U is me. No.
I hope this doesn't become a thing.
My issue with Utah is I just don't think they score enough points. I think the team that is going to beat Arizona is going to have to score some points. And I know that Arizona's defense has struggled at times this season, but Utah just doesn't have the firepower. And I think that their two players, Mattson and Carlson, have to outplay Ramey and Ballo, and by a pretty decent amount. If Ballo and Carlson are even in points, I don't see how Utah won that game, because I think Kirk Kreisa is better. Ooh, there's a fight in the Cal USC game. That's the most fight Cal's put up all season. Ayo!
Ba-da-ba.
Kirk Kreisa is better than a guy named Raleigh Worcester. Raleigh Worcester.
Is like that Worcestershire?
The three for Utah isn't great. They just, it's a situation where.
He's still going. He's salty. Who is this kid?
That's Devin Askew.
Dude, he's trying to get, like, kicked out? Oh my God.
What's funny is I hope that they suspend him for the next game because that's Arizona.
And dude, this guy's out of control.
He's their best player. So that's what.
What did that dude say to him that he's freaking out like this?
Maybe he said, "You look like Sideshow Bob."
Well, that could do it.
But where was I? Oh, yeah. So I just don't think Utah has the firepower. I think if Ballo, you know, and Ramey, if they play those guys even, you know, Utah's only going to, they're going to be lucky to score 70. And I know that their 2-point defense is good, but at the end of the day, they also haven't faced an offense that even partially, like Mississippi State and Georgia Tech aren't good on offense. We're not going to pretend like, you know, they're good on offense. In fact, if you go to KenPom, my boy KenPom.
Ken Palmeranian.
Ken Palmer, what? Like Sam Houston State is 195 in offense. That was a loss. Mississippi State is 86 in offense. That was a loss. Georgia Tech is 183, right? I mean, I could keep going. Arizona is 3. So, I mean, it's, you know, they're playing a good offensive team, and I just don't see how that carries over. I just don't think Utah could score enough. I think Arizona wins. I think I said 78-69 or something like that. And it could be a situation where if Utah's not hitting, there's definitely ugly potential for Arizona to run away in this game. I would be surprised if Arizona lost. I don't think Arizona losing by double digits is even a possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona won by 15 points, if that makes sense.
So more points good, Utah bad. The end.
Did you know Mark Harmon was a UCLA quarterback?
Yes, I actually did know that.
Oh, NCIS. Sorry, we're one of four people watching the Pac-12 Network right now.
Yeah, we still just have Pac-12 Network on after that terrible basketball game.
So, with that being said.
What time is the game?
6:30, Pac-12 Network.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It said 5:30 on TV earlier.
Because we're in Arizona.
There we go. also... If you don't have plans this weekend,
take a bit.
Ignore the weather predictions.
And there's no Arizona game on Saturday.
There's no Arizona game Saturday. And there is some light rain in the forecast, but it's not going to end or stop the festival. But the Marana Holiday Festival and Christmas tree lighting is this Saturday from 3 to 9 o'clock at the Marana Municipal Complex. And you can check out maranaaz.gov/events. To check out the website of all the fun stuff going on. But we have free photos with Santa. We have a kid train. We have 40 food vendors.
I'll be there for a little bit.
Jason will be wandering around. We have 2 stages with community performers on the half hour, pretty much.
We're forcing our child to wear a gingerbread costume.
One of our children's going to be in the character costume, so that'll be cute. And then the tree lighting itself is at 6 o'clock. And then there's an encore at 8:30. There are 75,000 lights in the trees.
Is it exactly 75,000?
Ish. It's an estimate.
Okay.
We didn't
count. So it could be 74,998.
It could. And if you are disappointed in us for that, then we'll say it's 75,001.
Right. But it could also be that.
Yes. So
I will count.
All right. Jason will be out there counting the lights in the trees. But it's going to be pretty cool. And it's a really fun time.
It's a fun event. I had fun last year.
Yeah. And he does normally very... reclusive at events.
I don't like going to events.
And he's just like, okay, he drops off the food. He's very helpful. He gets the food for the volunteers and the staff. And then he's like there for 2 minutes and then he leaves. So for him to actually stay.
Also, it depends on my mood. Because if USA beats Netherlands, I'm going to be in a better mood. If they lose.
We need to talk about Jason's soccer situation here. I am at work and I start getting random texts.
Please do not repeat these texts.
I'm not gonna say, but like it's like, you know, blank this team. Can you believe this ref? Like just out of the, I have no context what's going on. I'm at work. But if you didn't know, Jason is a huge soccer fan and we rep Team USA. And also there's quite a few teams that he does not like that I've heard all about lately. So if you're a soccer fan, you can at least talk to Jason about that too. Yay.
Thank you, Shelby.
You're welcome.
More stuff for random people to come up to me and talk about. Thank you.
You're welcome. You got to find common ground. So.
Anyway, we'll do another post-game pod, and then we'll follow up with the Cal preview, which will probably just be Cal sucks, Arizona's good, the end. But big two-game stretch for Arizona because I personally need them to be undefeated going into Vegas. So, obviously, tomorrow is the bigger game because Cal, they're not losing that game.
Well, so. They didn't look so great tonight against USC, so...
Cal's dog shit.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And as Shelby once said...
Tell the team. Tell them to bear down.
I'd like to clear something up, Shelby, as we all sit here sick. Too often we get people telling us that the desert doesn't get cold. Like this past weekend. Oh, the desert gets cold? Tell them, Shel.
Freezing.
Freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
I think it's like 50, but
what
that's
the heck,
cold.
Weather?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.